Ghosts, ghouls, specters, poltergeists, spirits. Many names have been given to the presence that can be seen, or felt, or smelled. But is it real? Or do we just enjoy scaring ourselves?
Join us, Amelia.
And Beth.
Two cousins trying to figure out history's bumps in the night. Is it residual energy? Ghosts? Time loops? Angels?
We're not going to do any demons, though.
We're here to hear all your best ghost stories in the region and look back at some of the area's favorite legends. So join us and our EMF readers as we try to decipher possible EVPs and talk to some experts in the paranormal realm.
You can find us on Insta or Twitter at Ghost Hunting in New England or email us ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com.
Don't forget to click subscribe and get ready for your new favorite spooky podcast.
Welcome to Ghost Hunting in New England.
Bye. To kind of paint a picture, this basement reminds me a lot of Eric Foreman's basement on That 70s Show.
Eric Foreman's basement was such an upgrade from this.
The stairs here, extremely steep, extremely narrow, extremely likely that you're going to fall down.
I probably will fall down them by the end of the night, because that's what I do. I fall. Like my dad said, are you going to fall on every episode?
Okay, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
It seems like you usually start, so I think we should keep with that routine.
Hi, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Ghost Hunting in New England with your hosts, Amelia.
And Beth.
And we're so happy to be here this week. Thank you guys all so much for listening. Thank you so much for following us on Instagram at Ghost Hunting in New England. And we've been loving getting all of your feedback. I also think we should say a very happy Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day, Beth. You're a mom.
Oh, thank you. And happy Mother's Day to all the other mothers out there.
Definitely. So we had a very cool week this week. We had a ghost hunt.
We did have a ghost hunt. And it was a place that had never been ghost hunted before. Because believe it or not, it was my mom's house. And I know that that sounds kind of corny, but I lived there for 20 years and I've seen, well, no, that's not true. I haven't seen anything, but I have heard lots of stuff in that house. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Should we reveal up top or should we wait? We found a ghost.
Oh, there's definitely, but there was no question about that.
We found footage of a ghost.
Yes, there are
we found orbs.
Spirits in the house that were very interested in Amelia because she's new. And so.
And I'm spooky.
Yeah, she's very spooky. But they followed her around. It was so weird.
So I think that could be partially because I was pretty new, although I had been in the house before.
Yeah, but it's been years. And it's not like you ever spent a long time in there. I mean, I'm over there all the time.
It hasn't been years. And I was at your niece's birthday party not that long ago.
With a whole bunch of other people.
Yes.
But that spirit knows me.
Like, true. It does know you. I don't like to think, but one of the things I do think is because I have had kind of so much paranormal stuff go on around me,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I'm Reiki master.
That could be it.
So I think that, you know, they see me as very energetic and they are very energetic. And I think that – so a lot of what we – caught was we got a lot of orbs and we're going to talk about that. We have them on video, we have them on stills, and we've spent a lot of time looking at them, a lot of time with other people looking at them. And a big thing about orbs is that sometimes people say it's the culmination. Why can I never say that word?
The culmination.
This is the second time on this podcast I screwed up that word. I need a new word. But it is. It's like, you know, all that energy kind of whoop, goes together and you get an orb. So there you go. Let's have Beth. Do you want to talk a little about the history of the house?
So I'll talk about what happened with me kind of growing up and living there for a while. So
yes.
My mom bought that house 20 years ago and I have two younger brothers and a younger sister. And so we all kind of moved to the house, some of us at different stages, but I was the first one to move over to mom's new house. And my, quote, bedroom was in the basement. And by having a bedroom in the basement, I meant that my bed was in a corner in the unfinished basement.
Spooky.
Dark, definitely dark. And so to get to the basement, you have to go down these really narrow, really scary kind of crooked stairs, and a lot of people have fallen down those stairs. But
I almost fell down those stairs.
Yeah, pretty much everybody almost falls down those stairs. I'm pretty sure I fell down them once upon a time 20 years ago. So that's where I had my bedroom. And what I would have happen is I would be laying in bed at night and the house would be quiet. And I would hear footsteps go across the floor above where I was laying. And I didn't think too much of it at first until all of a sudden I realized the footsteps never went back the other way. So it was like someone came down and walked from the stairs from the second floor through the dining room and into the kitchen. But they never ran any water. So they didn't use the bathroom. They didn't flush the toilet. It's just that the footsteps would go from one side of the house to the other and then stop. And I would hear them once, maybe twice in the course of a night. But it's not like I heard them every night either. And so I just kind of rolled with it. Nobody else had any issues. I just heard this thing over and over again. And so then a few years later, I moved upstairs to the second floor bedrooms, and one of my brothers moved into my old space in the basement. And sure enough, didn't he start hearing the footsteps, and they would go from the one side of the house to the other. And so we managed to start, you know, talking about it. And finally, here was someone who believed me that there were these footsteps that would go through the house. So that was the sound that I would hear from the basement. And there was another thing that I'm the only one who's actually heard this happen, is I'd be sitting in the kitchen and I'd be all alone in the house and I wouldn't hear footsteps, but I would just hear furniture in the dining room sound like it had been bumped into. It was almost like whatever ghost, whatever spirit is there in that house didn't like where the furniture was and just couldn't quite get used to it. So I haven't spent as much time over there recently. I actually live next door to my mom's house now. But when I was there a lot, I would hear these sounds. So I'm sure that it's still there only because we saw all of these different orbs that followed Amelia around when we were there earlier this week. So that's my story. That's kind of part two of why I'm interested in ghost hunting. We can go into part one about when I was a kid at a later date.
So I think we should start talking about the orbs we got. I think we should then move into the EVP.
Sure.
Okay. So the first orb we got, and we're going to – obviously, we were recording the whole time. We were in the house, and we are going to kind of – we're going to put some of that footage in here. So actually, I think this would be a good place to, like, reaction for the orb.
Oh, the reaction to
yes.
the orb?
So that's where – this is the part we should put that in.
Sorry about the bright light. You have an orb.
Don't say that.
You have a freaking orb!
Don't say that. Oh, shit. That is horrifying.
So, what that was is I had been taking pictures of Beth, and Beth started taking pictures of me, and when she's like, sorry about the bright lights, because she hit the flash on me. And if you look, and these are, again, on the website and on our Instagram, there's, like, a double orb over my head, which I was like, as you heard, like, oh, shit. It was spooky. I thought it was spooky. So we've looked at it a few times. I've done a lot of zoom in work. I've been on multiple websites to do, like, what do orbs look like? What is this? What is that? And, like, some people just flat out don't believe orbs exist. So we're going to stay on the top. We acknowledge a lot of people in the ghost hunting and paranormal community don't believe in orbs. But more of us do than don't. And I would say this, when you really zoom in, when you really look at it, it doesn't look like a dust particle orb, which is what a lot of people get, is, you know, you have your flash that pings off a piece of dust. And that's where, you know, that shape comes from. This didn't look like that. I think it's also kind of important for us to acknowledge that before this happened, I was not feeling well, which you can hear in this clip.
And I would like to say, and I touched upon this actually last week when we had our news week, mm-hmm. that right now I'm feeling extremely lightheaded.
Really?
Which is what typically happens to me when something's going on. So I kind of hope we get something tonight. Every other time I've felt like this, I've gotten something, and the people I'm with have gotten something. But it's definitely like, I get like lightheaded, I get like It's almost, I don't know, it's like a cat sitting on my chest kind of feeling, you know, just like a heaviness. Could also be because I was at the dentist today, but I wasn't feeling this before.
Oh.
So it's interesting that Amelia brings up the idea of feeling like a cat is sitting on her chest, and just keep that in mind because we're going to come back to that later when we talk about the EVP.
Yes. And so that was cool, and that was spooky, and it was. So then we went through, we were going through other photos, and I was in one, and I was using, you know, on live photos on iPhones, you can kind of go through, they shoot a few different frames of the photo, and then they kind of put it together. So I was going through that, and I saw this, like, green beam, like, wiggle its way over to me, and I was like, what the F? Like, this is so crazy. But as Beth first pointed it out, and she was kind of like, you know, I found this stuff online that says, like, that can happen to iPhones sometimes. And then I put it on my Instagram, and it got way more views than anything else on my Instagram. And a lot of people said the same thing. They said, you know, that can sometimes, you can get the green light from iPhones when you're in this kind of, like, weird lighting setting. And that's all it is. It's nothing, like, bad. It's just a little thing that can happen to iPhones. I didn't find anything on it related to the model of iPhone Beth has, but it still could be that, and that's worth pointing out.
And so I definitely think it's worth pointing out. One of the things that I noticed as I went through and looked at, so these little green streaks are in several of the pictures with Amelia. And what I started to notice about them when I was looking at them kind of holistically was the green streak always seems to move in the same direction that my phone is moving in, because, you know, nobody sits absolutely still or anything. So all the pictures kind of move a little bit. And when the light was on next to Amelia, the green dot was much more noticeable. When the light wasn't in the picture with her, the green dot, I think it was present in one of the pictures, but it wasn't in most of them. So the green dot, I think, is definitely a lens flare, but the lens flare part of it does not describe the white orbs that we see in several of the other pictures. So
yes.
I think that we should probably focus more on the white orbs than on the green dots.
Definitely. But, you know, it's something that we feel is important to bring up because, you know, a lot of times in ghost hunting or in any kind of paranormal research, you think you found something. Like when we saw that green thing, we were like, oh my God, like we got something big. But it's called research because you have to research it.
Yes.
And sometimes it's nothing at all, but Apple charging you a lot of money and then giving you green dots.
Yeah, and, right. All of a sudden, every time you point your phone at some sort of light source, there's this weird green dot in it. So
thanks, Apple. Yes. But then as we were still going through our live photos, Beth on her phone again found some, how would you describe it?
Really fast moving orbs, because they're only in a couple of the frames of the live pictures.
Yes.
So and it's one of those things that it's like, if I just had my regular old camera that didn't have the live pictures, I never would have seen them. But there's at least two and possibly three that have these white orbs that just kind of appear and they sit there and then they move just a smidge, but not in the same direction. They don't appear to move in any sort of collaboration with how my phone is moving.
And it's a very smooth movement, which is something some people have pointed out to me with the little green light we saw. They're like, you know, orbs don't move like that. Like orbs move in kind of like a smooth fashion. It's like a direct thing. So these were very smooth. It wasn't like all over the place. So that was interesting. That was very interesting. And then the really cool orbs, my favorite orbs that we got, my absolute favorite. So we were upstairs before we went into the basement. We were setting up. So we set up a camcorder upstairs to see if we could, you know, if we did hear the footsteps, would we see anything move? Or, you know, Beth had reported hearing furniture move slightly. We were going to see if we can catch any of that. So we set this camcorder up at against the wall so we could see straight through to the other side of the house. It's not that big of a home. So, I mean,
no.
you can pretty much get the entire downstairs in a shot. So we're in there and we're setting it up. And right at the beginning when we're up there, You can look, and we're obviously going to post this because this is like the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. We're up there and you can just see this bright white, almost like a gold tint, just bing across the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It went from the back of the house to the start. It went in a straight line. It was moving very quickly. We caught it on the camcorder. It was so cool. And I saw it and I was like, shut the front door. Like, that was amazing. I got chills. It was awesome. And then I'd say about 2 minutes later or so on the recording, it came back, which was also incredible. Again, it's going in like these straight lines. It kind of bounces around a little bit, but the lines are very straight. It's it was pretty amazing. So that happened, and then we went through all the other camcorder footage. If you've ever gone through an hour of – we got nothing else the entire time.
The only thing worse than going through an hour of nothing on the camcorder is having to listen to yourself do all of the talking that we had recorded downstairs, not for the EVP, but for the rest of it. And it's just amazing how much nothing you can say over the course of an hour.
It's true, but so it's just it's literally just staring at the downstairs of an empty house, and we got nothing else. And so we thought it was very interesting. The only times they appeared were upstairs when we were upstairs, and downstairs when we were downstairs. And again, they, you know,
they followed Amelia.
They were kind of around me, so goody.
Yeah. Well, so one of the other things that I was thinking about with the camcorder footage is we were only able to see one of the orbs in the pictures, in the actual like main frame of the picture.
And it was the first picture.
It was the first picture.
It was the first picture.
But if we took the camcorder and we slowed down the footage on the camcorder, mm-hmm. would we see anything else kind of showing up, popping up, just because it goes so fast that we can't see it at regular speed? Or even at double speed, as we're just trying to like fly through and see, like, were there any like full body apparitions that showed up? Did any of the furniture move? That kind of stuff. But I don't know that I can spend 3 hours.
No,
watching that.
I couldn't. I don't have
that kind of time.
I don't have 3 spare hours. So yeah, that stuff was cool. So then from there, we went on and did an EVP.
We did, and it ran about 5 minutes.
And we're going to cut a lot of it out.
As usual.
Not all 5 minutes are relevant.
Right. It's like you didn't hear all 45 minutes of recording from Market Basket.
Right.
You want to do it? We're recording. Here, you hold it. Do you ask questions?
I'm trying to decide what to ask.
Okay.
I don't know. I've known this ghost for a long time, but we've never actually spoken.
Is there anyone here who would like to communicate with us? Can you tell us your name? Did you hear that? What was that?
I don't know.
It was definitely coming from upstairs, though, right? Check what time it is on your phone so we know where to look at the camera.
9:52.
9:52, okay.
Okay. So, no, and I just had, like, even before that, before you, like, stuck your head up to ask, I had like a real, like, how'd you describe it, like a cat sitting on my chest feeling?
Yeah, just like pressure on you.
Yeah.
So I just want to stop there for a second, and I absolutely had that same sort of heavy on my chest feeling, and I didn't feel the same lightheadedness that Amelia had reported feeling earlier, but it was just like a, like all of a sudden there was something there, and it came on like pretty much just as she had like stuck her head up and said, like, what was that? Did you hear that?
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. I don't know if this picked up the noise we heard. It's very faint, but we did something happened upstairs. For real. And we went back on the camcorder. It didn't show anything up there. We have no explanation for the sound we heard. It definitely wasn't a person.
No, there was no one else in the house.
It wasn't. No, but I'm saying it wasn't like a. It wasn't as if like a spirit was talking to us. It wasn't as if like something was trying to communicate. I feel, but it wasn't like a name was said. It wasn't. It was like something. It sounded like something was like moving or something.
So there was no vocalization to it.
Yeah.
But there was some sort of noise upstairs. But yeah, it didn't pick up on the EVP, but there was definitely like that moment of like something's going on. And I don't know if for that one moment the orb that had been hanging out with Amelia like suddenly came over and decided it was going to try to visit me as I was trying to talk to it. But that's what happened that. So the rest of the recording, there wasn't anything else that came up on it. So that's just the first minute and 40 seconds. But the rest of it is just kind of asking questions and not getting any sort of response to it.
Yeah. I mean, all in all, I felt we had enough proof to keep looking into it. So what we did next is we went online and we started researching the property as best we could. And we found out that someone had actually passed away in the home in 1929. So is that who's there?
It very well could be. I have never once felt that it was any sort of malevolent spirit there in the house. And so the article that Amelia had found about it was a woman who died there in the 20s, and she was married to a man who lived there. It's always been a bit of a family sort of neighborhood. There's a church right out in the backyard. And so it seems totally reasonable that this person may have died there in the home. And
we got so lucky on finding this piece, because how I found it is someone in the city of Weymouth had compiled a list of the history of Weymouth residents with connection to Nova Scotia. Which is,
really?
Yes, that was the original article I found it on. And then through that, I was able to go through the Boston Globe archives and find the funeral announcement in an issue of the Boston Globe.
She says she doesn't have 3 hours to listen to watch the camcorder for
did
all
not,
that time.
Did not take me long to find it. I'm good.
I am very impressed with your research skills.
Trust me, if it is on the internet, I will
find
it.
So what, her name was Anastasia? I remember it sounding Russian.
I believe it was. It looks like Anastasia, but it's like Anatachia.
Anatachia.
Something like that.
Oh, that's fun.
It is fun. And it's weird because it does sound Russian. Obviously, it's people with ties to Nova Scotia. Her husband's family was from Nova Scotia. But her maiden name was French. I just thought it was interesting that she had, you know, this first name that sounded to me to be Russian, and her last name, her maiden name was French. But yeah.
And then she married a man with what seems to be an Italian last name.
Yet.
Was from Nova Scotia.
Was from Nova Scotia.
Yeah. Crazy. So, did it tell us how old she was?
She was 63, I believe.
Oh, so she was older. Okay.
Yeah.
So she probably had kids and grandkids.
She had at least one daughter who also lived in Weymouth.
Okay.
Because she showed up on the list too. Yeah, didn't give me a lot of information. I tried to dig a little further into her, but couldn't find anything. But yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. Cool.
It was a lot of fun going over and actually finding like some proof that after all of these years with the people who did not believe me that there was a ghost at Mom's house, I can now be like, there's an orb. See, there's an orb. Definitely, definitely a ghost at Mom's house.
And have you told your mother about it?
I have not, because you wanted me to record her response to it. So I suppose I have to tell her about it before Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have anything else?
I have some contact information. We have big news about a new theme song coming.
Oh, yeah. We could actually end up, if we get the revised version in time, it could end up being on this episode. We got some new theme music made for us from Aaron Shilb, and out of Tennessee, and he's in a band, and I know him through the Unbelievable podcast, and he did such a great job, and thank you so much for that, Aaron.
It was amazing.
It was so cool. It was so cool. So, yeah, we're excited to have that. We feel legit now, which is cool. We have some interviews coming up on some other podcasts that we're going to announce. We're going to link up to those on our website. We also have some interviews lined up with other ghost hunters around the area that we're going to play for you guys.
We have a couple more actual ghost hunts planned in the coming days and weeks.
So, yeah, we have some really exciting stuff. And as always, make sure to visit our website, ghosthuntinginnewengland.com. You can send messages from there. And if you send a message and you don't get a response within 48 hours, please resend it because I didn't see it. I'm so sorry. Someone left us a message and I didn't see it for like a week and I feel like such a jerk. So again, if I respond to everything. So
what was the message?
Just like, hey, how are you?
You're doing a really good job on the podcast.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for the message.
Yeah, thank you so much. And, you know, please keep sending us your feedback, positive or negative. We really want to hear it because we're having so much fun doing this.
All right. So please follow us on Instagram at Ghost Hunting in New England. We're on Twitter, Ghost Hunting NE. We are on www.ghosthuntinginnewengland.com. We can be found on iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, SoundCloud.
YouTube.
Oh, and we're on YouTube. That's true, YouTube. And you can email us, ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com. And we really look forward to your feedback and your, you know, ideas. If you have a story that you'd like to share with us, if you'd like to be a guest, if you have an idea of a haunted place that we can go and investigate, that's all terrific.
Yeah, someone had said to us on the Instagram.
Come to Maine.
Yeah, what's the Bridgewater State College?
Yeah?
You told me. Someone said on the Instagram to go to Bridgewater State College because it was haunted.
Okay. I think most of the colleges around here are haunted because they've been here for so long.
Okay, well, that was a tip we got. And so, if you know anyone with access to get us into Bridgewater State to find out if it was haunted, we'd love to do that. Any final thoughts? Anything else we got?
Make sure to give us a 5-star review on iTunes or on Spotify or any of the other places. And like Amelia said last week, if you don't think that we deserve a 5-star review, please, please, please reach out to us and let us know what it's going to take to get your vote as a 5-star review.
And we mean like send us an email. Don't leave us a 1-star.
This isn't Yelp, people.
And don't leave people 1-stars on Yelp either.
Just walk up and talk to the manager and explain what the issue was.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much, as always. And we will see you next Wednesday.
Bye. Have a good week.
Bye.